Hey, good morning, y'all. This is behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver, and this is the Making of the Mogul radio show where the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I woke up this morning with y'all on my mind, and I said, how can I articulate what I want to say in a way that is impactful? And healthy, right? Because sometimes we have some truths that we have to talk about. And I'm always the I'm a conduit of information. But I'm also a responsible conduit of information. And so sometimes in the role as of a behavioral scientist, despite the research, despite the information, I have to make a conscious decision of what information to disseminate, right? Because there are some truths that are too hurtful, right? I think it was Denzel Washington in one of his movies. He said, "You can't handle the truth," right? And some truths are, they would have such an impact on the psyche and how people see and perceive the people that they interact with on a daily basis, right? Like, I can only imagine what type of secrets the government holds, like things that we absolutely unequivocally don't need to know, on a day-to-day basis that is unsafe to us, right? And so that's why I consistently say, Lord, hide me and my household from the secret counsel of the wicked, danger seen and unseen. Because there's so much information that we're just not privy to. And every now and again, I uncover some of those truths, right? And I have to make a conscious decision, not to divulge that information because I have to weigh the parameters of what type of effect does it have on society, right? Will it have a positive impact on society? Will it be toxic to society? How would it cause people to see themselves in relation to others? But this is what I want to talk about this morning is I want to be in this space this morning to encourage people. And I want to start at the very base level of my own personal relationships. And so I talked about previously when I attempted to enter into the entertainment field. One of the things that people who operate at a higher level of functionality, financial stability, one of the things that people want to know is how you handle and how you feel about relationships. And I can tell you probably the foundation of the relationships that cultivated who I am have been tried and tested. Under a microscope in ways that I couldn't even articulate, right? I have been in spaces that they have attempted to make my brothers, my ex-husband, my mentors, dating all the way back to when I stepped into entrepreneurship. while these individuals have not been perfect, right? And I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, that's the thing about relationships is that we as human beings, we are imperfect individuals, right? If you don't subscribe to this radio show, I highly recommend that you do because there are conversations like this that I have the opportunity to have on an intimate basis and moving forward, and I'll talk about that in a moment, that will not be public information, right? They're just for the people who that deem my brand and the information that I offer important enough and of value enough to pay for it, right? It's $6.99 per month, right? $7 per month. You spend that every day on nothing, right? And so I want to be able to impart into the people that I know have the willingness to invest in the value that I've accumulated on my life throughout decades, right? And so, I cannot articulate enough how there were people who intentionally walked into my life under the guise and the intentionality to compromise very critical and important relationships to me. And I'm not just talking about my relationship with my ex-husband, but I'm talking about, again, those very critical initial relationships that I had from my mentor when I originally stepped into the business arena, to my brothers, to teachers that have been impactful in my life. And what these individuals attempted to do, right, is some type of way they had little bits and pieces of information about me from people who had been close to me. But because I'm the type of person that I'm a private individual, and because my relationships and the people in my life are so important to me, that I've always been very protective of what information I was willing to offer to people about relationships that were critical in my life. So what they did was they took little bits and pieces of information that people think they thought they seen, right, that were close to me. And they used those small little bits of information to attempt to compromise my relationships. And so they took the imperfections of those people and they magnified them like times 25 to 50. Have you ever had to make a copy on a copy machine? And you needed to enlarge the image. And so you put this copy. I did a sermon one time about copied images. I'll attempt to go back and find that and find that teaching. But you place it on the copy machine and then you increase the image by 25, 75, 100%. And they have taken small minutia things out of people's personality that were valuable relationships in my life, and they magnified them times 25 and 75 and 100% to attempt to make those people look weak, to attempt to make them look compromised. And to somehow push me into a space of disloyalty towards them. But because I'm such a relationship builder, and because of the values that I hold about people and human beings, and understanding grace and mercy and what that represents for people in their imperfections, that I've been in spaces under the microscope where people have wanted me to divulge information about these people and these relationships for the sake of them using that information against the people for whatever reason. And what I want to say in this space is that as a behavioral scientist, the people that are important to you deserve your protection. They deserve your protection when you talk to them every day. They deserve your protection when you talk to them once a month. They deserve your protection if you haven't talked to them in 5 to 10 years. And I don't care what hiccups, what areas of improvement that they may have in their personality or their lifestyle or who they are or the environments that they exist in. People who were important to you at some point in your journey, they deserve your protection, they deserve your honor, and they deserve your respect. I'm gonna say that there. People who were important to you at some point in time in your journey, they deserve your honor, they deserve your respect. And their relationship with you, be it new, be it old, be it just starting, or if the relationship at some point appears to be compromised, then they still deserve your protection, your respect, and your honor. And it's all about perception, right? It's all been about perception, with the attempt to make these people appear weak, compromised, and disloyal, right? I value people too much to allow anybody to enter into a space with me and pretend to stand in proximity of an individual and compromise my feelings, my love, my admiration towards anybody that has had a critical point in my life. I cannot say it more than enough that until we make the shift as a human race back to a space of understanding grace and mercy towards one another in a humanistic view, protect the relationships of the people that you love, that you care about, and that they have been important to you in intimate times in your life. Now is a good opportunity to go back, right? We've been in a very critical testing time period. Now is a good time to go back and reconcile relationships where people have attempted to duplicate their importance and the personification and characterization of people that were in your life because they were sent, but they were sent as compromised and sabotage individuals, to compromise critical and intimate relationships in your life. Relationships, and I'm talking to you from a woman who understands the value of what biblical relationships, covenant relationships are. And then I'm talking to you from a perspective of a scientist, a behavioral scientist that understands the importance of relationships. These people were sent as camouflages to sabotage intimate, critical relationships in your life. And it is so important for you to go back and make those relationships and recover those relationships. I am praying that the people that you need to go back to and make it right with, that their hearts will not be hardened, and that their hearts will be palatable and soft towards you coming to them in spirit and in truth. And whether you need to apologize or whether you just need to rekindle the relationship, you need to make it right while the opportunity is there to make it right. There have been people sent on assignment as human representatives of what sabotage looks like to disrupt covenant relationships in your life. And I'm not about to provide examples of who these individuals are, but critical relationships, covenant relationships that have been compromised because these people have been sent to sabotage. This is what I also want to say. I am so excited for the people who, from my childhood, from my neighborhood, who have initiated businesses, who have started businesses, who are juggling entrepreneurship and working full-time jobs, or started businesses and are now operating in a space of entrepreneurship to help them build the stability in their lives. I am so excited about your ability to create the idea and to see the idea come to fruition. And most people know that when I was in real estate, that I had the opportunity to work with several individuals from the inner city communities and helping them to develop those ideas and to cultivate those ideas into businesses. And a lot of you are thriving and a lot of you have been able to expand. I am so excited for you. So now I want to empower you, right, to do the same for someone that is within your sphere of influence. And whether that is telling someone about their business, whether that's sharing a Facebook page, whatever that looks like to you. But I encourage you to support somebody that is in that space of needing to build who they are. Just like somebody stepped into the space when you were building, and they were a catalyst for helping you to push your idea to the next level into the ability to create an income, right, for yourself. Do that for somebody that you do know, and do that for somebody that you don't know, right? When I look back at the very critical relationships that I've had, most of the people that pushed me into my next level, there was always two groupings of individuals. The people that did know me, that support was sometimes somewhat nominal, but it was still important, right? It was important because the people that did know me, that lent me their trust, right? To do business on their behalf. That was really important, right? It spoke volumes for how they felt about my integrity, right? And so that had an importance to it. And then the other piece were the people that stepped into my life that didn't know me. And despite my imperfections or whatever they seen about my business processes, decided to step into my life and help me to better cultivate my skill sets as a businesswoman, right? So both demographics of those people were very critical and very important to my life. I am about to start a series about protecting your financial legacy and protecting the people that you love and that you care about. And as I'm cultivating and putting that series together, I'm gonna stick a pin in it. But you have, it is important that, so one of the things, and I'm talking from experience, that happened for me was my inability, and I don't want to say inability, but where I missed a step, right? Where I missed a step was that I didn't necessarily take the essential steps to do what I needed to do to protect the legacy of the people that I loved and I cared about, so that when compromise happened, that they would have a piece of me to hold on to know that my relationship with them was real. Sometimes you have to do that in tangible ways for people to know that you're serious about protecting them and equipping them to be successful in their next level of life, one. And then two, what I've learned from the relationships that I've built with my brothers, and to be honest, they walked into my life and built me, right? I was the beginning stages of my youth. I was very sheltered. So I didn't even know who they were. I didn't know how to approach them. I didn't know who they were to approach them. They stepped into my life and brought value and protection and relationship and intimacy into my life. They taught me the value of building other people when they are not even conscious of the fact that they need that those essential parts of people and relationships and protection and financial support. They added that value to my life when I didn't know that I needed it. And so I'm about to create, right? I'm into creating safe spaces. I'm about to create a safe space for people that don't understand the type of protection that they need to add to the relationships that they have in a very tangible and financial way. And I will present that in a way that is uncompromised, right? Like one of the things as a real estate agent that was really, really important to me is that I was a person of integrity and that I was able to add value to people's lives in a tangible way and that they could always trust my advice. Despite, right? I've had to have some really important and critical conversations with people where I had to present two things to them, right? This is the value that you'll receive. And then these are the other ways, like, what is it that you want out of this, right? And I couldn't be more excited to see how people's lives have expanded in ways to help them cultivate those spaces, not just for themselves, but for their children and for people that they love and care about. What's missing is what, right? Like, I'm not an anomaly. what is missing is the ways that is necessary for you to protect those critical those critical things that you have built that are tangible and non-tangible. And I'm about to enter into this space and have those critical conversations with you because I'm a woman of integrity and I'm a woman that you can trust my voice, right? And I think what people know about me the most, I've turned down a lot of opportunities in my life where I could capitalize on the vulnerabilities of people's lives, particularly during the real estate crash, right? There was a lot of schemes and gimmicks out there that people made a lot of money off of, but it was off of the vulnerabilities of populations of people who were like grasping, right, to save their lives and to maintain some stability and normalcy as the real estate market crashed. I did not participate, right? I did not participate. So I offered things for free, right, that people were making thousands of dollars off of because people are important to me. And because I am a God-fearing woman of integrity, I've always felt that when I do the right things at the right time, that prosperity follows that. Prosperity follows integrity. And I think that's one of the reasons I've always been able to land in spaces that that are essential and important to the business world because of my integrity and consistency in doing right by people. And so I'm looking forward to having those conversations, but this is the prelude to that. And what is your homework as I begin to establish this next level in this particular platform for those of you who follow me and support me? What does that look like? So your homework is two things. I want you to examine the relationships in your life, and I want you to think about the people that you had very critical, intentional, and intimate relationships with, meaning that they were a confidant, an advisor, someone that you could trust. And I want you to think about the people that walked into your life that attempted to replace those relationships, right? And I need you to make a decision if you feel like the original relationship was compromised at the stake of this new relationship. And here is the thing, I don't believe in throwing away people. right? But I do believe in maintaining healthy relationships and people knowing the value that they've brought into your life. And I need you to go back and make those amendments with people. That's the homework, right? That's the non-tangible things that I will be talking about. And when we start to cultivate and get those things right, the financial piece that I'm about to introduce to you will automatically fall in place. Okay? But I will have those conversations with you about how they should strategically fall in place and what are the next steps and what are the things that you need to do to protect what you've built. And then I want you to recognize the people who will take this information and attempt to duplicate what I've said and become a trusted advisor, right? But they haven't been. Okay? So I want you to be careful of the people who will attempt to present themselves as trusted advisors that have been in these spaces but have not done right in the form of what they should have presented to you professionally. Not because I want you to drag their name through the mud, not because I want you to talk about them or do any of that, just because I want you to be conscious of it. And I want you to be able to recognize it when you see it again, right? I am about to teach you how to take your relationships to the next level so that you can build a sustainable model for your life. If you have not purchased the book Outliers, I would highly recommend it. My name is Tanola Oliver. This is the Making of the Mogul podcast. Well, Making of the Mogul radio show. It's not a podcast. I don't like that terminology. And, I'm intentional about words and speaking words of positivity and increase into your life. This is the Making of the Mogul radio show. And my name is Tanola Oliver. And what's our mantra? Where the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I am excited about the next step in your life. I'm excited about you recultivating essential relationships in your life. And I took the time out of my routine this morning because I felt the sense of urgency to place this message into this space. To order the Outliers, the Live Research study of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. I'll place the link in this message. And always, if you want to support the bakery, I'll also place that link in this message as well. To book me, to be a part of your events, as a subject matter expert. My email address is electleadershipacademy@gmail.com. And until we see each other again, you live in the overflow. I'll talk with you soon. Peace.